Okay, today we're going to do Dav Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding at the Mishnah on Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The sheet of the Tanakama in the Mishnah that we had way back on Beis Amud Aleph was that you're not allowed to do business with an Ovid Chavim for 3 days before his holidays. But the day following the holiday, that was Mutter. So our Mishnah tells us another sheet, which we've quoted before in the Gemara, but now we have it beferish in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosh Lefneim, not only are the 3 days prior to the holidays, but the 3 days following the holidays are also asr to do business with them. And the Chum say, no, the days prior to the holidays are asr, but the days following the holidays is mutter to do business with them. So that's the shita, that's the machlokas again. So Rabbi Shmuel holds 3 days before, 3 days after, and the Chacham say no, only the 3 days before. Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi Amar Shmuel, Yom Notzri, the holiday of the Notzrim, meaning which is Christians, which is Sunday, L'divir Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, L'olam Asur, it will always turn out that you're not allowed to do a business with Christians, because if every Sunday is a holiday, and you count 3 days before, 3 days after, so then 7 days a week, it's going to be us to do business with them. But then we have the sheet of the Chachamim, that the days following the holidays are totally mutter. So says Mar Chacham, Hainu Tanakama. Wait, aren't the Chacham just saying the same thing that the Tanakama said on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Is this a third shita? So says Gemara, Hain below Idayin Igabinayu. The difference between the Chachamim over here and the Tanakama on Daf Beis Amud Aleph is about how to count those 3 days. Is it the 2 days prior to the Yom Tov, to the holiday, shouldn't call it Yom Tov, and the holiday itself? Or is it the 3 days prior to the holidays? The Tanakama savar hein below idein. The Tanakama held that the Yom Ayid itself is not one of the 3 days. Rabban Basrei savar hein vi idein. But the Rabban of this Mishnah holds that the holiday itself is one of the 3 days. Or ibay seima nasa v'nasan ikabinayhu. The difference between the Tanakama and the Chacham over here is if you already did business with them, what about the schora you got from them? Is it Mutter Asr? Tanakama Savar Nasa Menasa and Mutter. He holds that it's Mutter to get Hana from it because it says Lefnei Dan, you're not, it's Asr Lasseis Lasseim Meim. Sounds like it's only an Isser on the act of Masa Umatan, but if you did it, it's Mutter. Rabban Basrai Savar Nasa Menasa and Asr. And the Rabban Basrai hold that if you already did the business, still it's Asr to get any Hana from the Schara. That's why they don't just say Asr Lasseis Velasseis, they say Lifnei Idehen Asr. Sounds like it's Asr even B'diyevin, no matter what happens, it's Asr. V'i Bayasema, third explanation of what the Machlokas is, Dishmuel Ika Benayu. Difference between them is the sheet of Shmuel. Damr Shmuel, Begola, Shmuel says that in Golos, where the Ovdei Chavim are in charge, and there's a chashash that if we fail to do business with them, they're going to attack us, there's going to be pogroms, Ein Asr Ela Yom Edom, only the Yom Ayid itself is Asur. So Tanakama Isle Dishmul, Tanakama agrees to that. Rabban Basrai Savri Leslu Dishmul. The Rabban Basrai, the Rabban in this Mishnah hold not that way, that even when the Goyim are in charge, the days prior to the Yom Ayid are Asur as well. And then a fourth possibility, Iba Yisema, what is the difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim, so the Nachma Madi Ika Benayu, that the machlokas between them is the sheet of Nachma Madi. The Tanya Nachma Madi Omer, Eino Asr El Yom Echad Lufnei Idehen. That Nachma Madi holds it's only 1 day, not 3 days. Tanakama Lasle the Nachma Madi. Tanakama disagrees with that. The Rabban Basrai Islu the Nachma Madi. But the Rabbanan in our Mishnah hold like Nachum Madi, because notice in our Mishnah, the Chum never said anything about 3 days. They just said, Lifnei, Idei and Asr, Lachri, Idei and Mutter. So that's it. So main point over here is we have four explanations of what the difference is between the Tanakam and Daf Beis Amud Aleph and the Chachamim over here. Explanation number one is whether the 3 days include the festival. Explanation number two is whether B'dieved, the Schori Yagat, is Asr to use. Explanation number three is whether this Isser applies even in Galus. And explanation number four is whether it's a 3-day Isser or a 1-day Isser. So now, Gufa. Nachum Amadi Omer Eino Asr El Yom Echad Lefnei Idein. Nachum Amadi had the Shita that only 1 day prior to the holiday is Asr. Amar Lo Nishtaka Dover Lo Nemar. They said, that which you said, it should be sunk, it should be forgotten, it should be gone. It's a mistake. So, meaning clearly it was a 3-day gzeira. So the Gemara asks on the Chum and the Braisa, who reject Nachum and Madi so strongly, Vigar Abban Basraya, the Kaimikava say, you know, you're throwing Nachum Amadi out as if he did something, as if he said something terrible. The Chacham in our Mishnah seemed to hold this way. So says the Gemara, right, Man Chachamim Nachum Amadi Hu. The Chacham in our Mishnah are Nachum Amadi, and that's why they're so upset. They do not like this opinion of Nachum Amadi. Now the Gemara is going to bring another Braisa, which quotes Nachum Amadi, where the other Rabbanim were not happy with Nachum Amadi. Now this Braisa is going to talk about the Isser of selling a large animal to an Ovid Chavim, because we're afraid that you're going to come to lend it or to rent it to him, and he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos while you're still the owner of it, and that would be a violation for the Jew of lo sasa kol malacha ata v'chol behem techa, right, v'chol behem techa. And they were also chashish that even if you sell it to him, you might sell it to him right before Shabbos, and he's before they finalize the sale, he's going to want to see that it works properly, so he's going to ask you to call it to come to you and just make sure that that the animal responds to commands, and if you do that, you'll be in violation of the Isra of Mechamer. So Nachum Amadi holds that a horse might not be included in this Isser. Tanya Idach, here's another Braisa that relates to Nachum Amadi. Nachum Amadi Omer, Mochron and Sus Zachar V'Zakein Bamelchama. You're allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim a male old horse during a time of war, because that's not something that is common, that an Ovid Chavim is going to look to buy such a horse, because a male old horse is not very good to use in war, and you know, if you're riding on an old male horse during war, you're likely not going to survive the war, so that's something that's not shchiach, that someone is going to look for such a thing, and therefore the Rabban never made such a gzera. Don't say such things. So the Gemara asks on the Chum of the Braisa, who reject Nachum Amadi, Veika ben Beseira to Kai Kavasei. Ben Beseira holds like Nachum Amadi. What's so terrible about what he said? Ditnan, ben Beseira, Matir Besus, ben Beseira allows when it comes to a horse. So says Gemara, the Gemara answers, no, the sheet of ben Beseira is not the same as Nachum Amadi. Ben Beseira lamaflig ben Zacharim l'nekevos. Ben Beseira never distinguished between male and female horses. Iu mitakamaflig ben Zacharim l'nekevos, karabon and svirulei. The fact that Nachum Amadi distinguished between male and female horses shows that he holds like the Chachamim in who argue on Ben Beseira and Aser selling a horse in general. Ula Rabbanan, so if you're going to Aser selling a horse in general, Nishtaka Davlo Nemar, you shouldn't make such distinctions between male and female. So now we bring another Braisa, a third Braisa, that tells us something that Nachum Amadi said and the Rabbanan were unhappy with him. And this Braisa talks about the Chiyuv of giving Meiser on spices and vegetables. The klal that we have is that something that you can pick off the ground, that you pick off the ground before it's fully ripened, is pater from meiser. What's considered a gemar pri? It depends what your intention was when you planted it. If you planted it for the leaves or you planted it for the seeds. So another klal is that something that's normal to eat, whether it's small or whether it's large, is chayv in meiser whenever you pick it, whether you pick it when it's small or it's large, because if it's normal to eat at any stage, so when you picked it, it was normal to eat. So Tanya, given that background, we have a braisa, Nachum Amadi Omer, Hasheves Misaser Zera V'Yerek Zirin V'Zirin, that Sheves can is Chayiv and Meiser, whether you picked it when it was still Zera, whether you picked it when it started to sprout and it was still Yerek, or whether you picked it in the middle of it sprouting and it's Zirin, because it's normal to eat it at each of those stages. But the Chum disagreed. Amar lan shtaka davar lo nemar. Chas Shalom, don't say such things, it's a mistake. The main point, the main reason one plants Sheves, this type of plant, is for the sake of the Zera. So if you pick it when it's Yerek, or Zirin, it's not Chayv and Meiser. So says Amar, why are we so quick to reject Nachum Amadi over here? Vayikar Rabbi Lazar to Koyikav say, what about Rabbi Lazar who holds like Nachum Amadi? Ditnan. Because the Mishnah says in the fourth parak of Meiser, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Hasheves Misaseres Zera V'Yerek V'Zirin. So says Amar, no, Hasam Bidginu Nisa. That's talking about Sheves that grows in gardens where you plant it for the sake of Zera, or for the sake of Yarek, or for the sake of Zirin. So that's when it's going to be Chayiv Meiser, whenever you happen to pick it. But in regular Shevis, which is only meant for the Zera, it's only going to be Chayiv Meiser if you pick it at that stage. So Gemara explains whether everything Nachum Amadi said was rejected by his Chaverim. A great man, Nachum Amadi, came from Bavel, came to Bavel from Madai, and the Kol Milsa Da Amar, and every halacha that he ever says, the Chum attacking. So Amar, so Abaye said to Rav Acha bar Ben Yumi, not every time. There's actually one case where we pass like him. Nachum Adi holds that you're allowed to ask personal bakashos, private, personal, specific bakashos during the brach of Shomei Tfila in Shmona Esrei. So Amar Lo Rav Acha Ben Yomi said to Abaye, bar minodayi, except for that halacha, meaning don't bring that halacha and as a proof that we ever hold like Nachum Amadi, because that's not really Nachum Amadi's chiddush. To tell you Bashli Rav Ravi, he's relying on much, much greater chachamim that say that. To Tanya, Rav Lazar Omer, shol adam tzrachav, achar kach yispal. Rav Lazar says a person should first be shol his private needs, and then he could daven Shmona Esrei, but no way to be shol tzrachav after or in middle of Shmona Esrei. Shnemar tefila la'ani kiyatov lefnei Hashem yishboch sicho, that first you should be mispalel about your own personal suffering, and then l'fnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Ve'in sicha l'tfila, sicha is a reference to tfila, shenemar ve'yitzi Yitzchak l'suach basada. But Rabbi Yeshua omer, yispalel v'archar kach yishal trachav, daven first, and then ask for your private needs, shenemar, eshpoch l'fan of sichi, tzarasi l'fan of agid, that first I'm going to do my tfila, and then I'm going to share my tzar. So in the middle of this braisa, the Gemara just says, wait, Rabbi Lazar nami, haksiv eshpoch l'fan of sichi. What does Rabbi Lazar do with the pasuk of eshpoch? So Achi Kamar, he would read the pasuk of as follows: Eshbuch Lefan of Sichi, Bizman Shetzrasi Lefan of Agid. I will daven Shmona Esrei only if I've already poured out my heart of my own sorrows. I've Rabbi Shur Nami Aksiv Tefillah Lanikiyatov. What does Rabbi Shur do with the pasuk of Tefillah Lanikiyatov? Achi Kamar, Amos I Tefillah Lani. When will I ask for my own private needs? Bizman Shalifnei Hashem Yishbuch Sicha. Only if I've already said my Shmona Esrei. So now the Gemara asks on both of them. Michti, Kray lo kamar daiki v'lo kamar daiki. Each of them have a pasuk that seems to fit better with their opinion, and a pasuk that seems to not fit as well with their opinion. So b'makamifli, what are they in fact arguing about? So the Gemara answers, k'didarish Rabbi Simlai. They're arguing about the drasha of Rabbi Simlai on the order of brachos in Shmona Esrei. Didarish Rabbi Simlai lo misadar adam shivcho shel makom v'achar kach yispalel. A person should first say brachos about the great praises of Hashem, and then ask for things in Shmona Esrei. Minolan, how do I know that should be the format of Shmona Esrei? Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Tchsiv, Hashem Elokim ata chilos al haros es avdecha, uksiv basrei ebron averes haaretz hatova. First he tells Hashem how great he is, and then he says, oh, by the way, can I make it into Eretz Yisrael? So first the Shevach, and then he's Shoal Tzrachav. So that drasha of Rabbi Simlai is true both according to Rabbi Lazar and according to Rabbi Shua. The machlokas is, can you learn from there that the same should apply to everybody? So Rabbi Shua Savar Yalfinan Mi Moshe. Rabbi Shua says, yeah, follow the model of Moshe. Rabbi Lazar Savar Lo Yalfinan Le Moshe Shani Moshe Derav Guvrei. You can't follow the model of Moshe. Moshe was different. He had great koach in Zuchuyos, from which he was able to approach Hashem. V'chamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, not like Rabbi Lazar, not like Rabbi Shua. Elashol adam tzrachav b'shomea tefila. Rather, a person has to be shol his tzrachim in shomea tefila. So you see, it's not just Nachum Amadi who says this. It's the Chachamim that say you should be shol tzrachav in shomea tefila. So main point over here, there were three statements of Nachum Amadi that the Chachamim absolutely rejected, and the one statement that they accepted wasn't really his own statement. It was a more broadly accepted statement. So what were the three statements that they absolutely rejected? So one was that only one day prior to the holiday you're not allowed to do business with Ovdei Chavim. And the second one was that there's a difference between selling male and female horses to Ovdei Kochavim. And the third was that when you plant sheves, no matter when you pick it, it's going to be chayv in maestros. And the one thing that he said that we accept was only because the Chacham also said this way, is that when you need to be shol tzrachav, don't follow the sheet of Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yeshua and be shol tzrachav before or after Shemona Esrei, but rather be shol tzrachav in the bracha of Shomea Tfila. Let's just get to the Mishnah, and then we'll call it a day. Amar Vida Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Afal Pishar Mishol Adam Tzrachav B'Shomea Tfila. Even though the halacha is you're supposed to ask for your personal bakashos during Shomea Tfila, Afal Imbalom or B'Sof Kol Bracha U'Bracha Me'im Kol Bracha U'Bracha Omer. If at the end of each bracha you want to ask for something that pertains to the theme of that bracha, you're allowed to do that as well. Amar Rav Chia Barashi Amar Rav Afal Pishar Amar. That's most commonly, by the way, done by the bracha of Rifa'im, that people will put in a tefillah for a chola during the bracha of Rafa'inu. Amr of Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Afal Pisha Amru, Shol Adam Tzrachav B'Shomei Tefillah, even though we say that a person is allowed to be Shol Tzrachav during Shomei Tefillah, Im Yesh Lo Chola B'Toch Bei, so here it is. If you have a chola in your house, Omer B'Birchas Cholim, then you could ask for a four during the bracha of cholim. V'Mitzarech L'Parnasa, Omer B'Birchas Hashanim, and if you need Parnasa, so you could say a special tefillah in Birchas Hashanim. It's interesting. It's Dafka says chola b'toch beso. It sounds like if you're adding a chola into your Shmoneh Esrei, it has to be a chola that's very close to you. It's not like that's not the when you're adding into Rafa'enu, that's not the time to take out a list of all the cholim of the entire Jewish community. No, that's for a chola b'toch beso. I think a number of poskim say like that you want to daven for all the cholim in the Jewish community. You could do that during Shmoneh Tefillah. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Afal Pisha Amru Shol Adam Tzrachav B'Shmoneh Tefillah, Avlum Bolo Merachar Tefillah So Afilu Kaseid. Even though you're supposed to be shol tzrachav during the bracha of Shemei Tefillah, but if you want to add at the end of your tefillah before you take your three steps back a long vidui like the whole vidui of Yom Kippurim, you could do that too. You're allowed to do that at the very end of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the last main point over here is that most she'ilas tzrachim should be during Shemei Tefillah, but you could add in something poignant about each bracha at the end of each bracha. And at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you can add in as much as you want. Okay, we'll stop there. Next time, we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Chesamadam.